Cottrell, 1910. Brother Cottrell. My brother Cottrell, I have a message for you that you are in the uttermost danger. Your position is a false one that cannot be sustained. In our early connection with this work, we went through all this experience of men claiming infallibility. We had for years to meet this, and were always carried back to the experience of the first departure from truth in the history of the fall of Lucifer from heaven. He occupied a special, exalted position in the heavenly courts. He must have no one higher than himself. He must be next to God in efficiency. But Christ was above him, and he claimed he must be above Christ. Christ was the only begotten Son of God, united with God. I have dreaded to ever touch these subjects, but in order to save Elder Cottrell, that he perish not in assuming the wisdom he supposes it is possible for him to have, I must say a few things to save his soul, if possible. Therefore, I have taken up the matter to explain to all with whom he is conversant in regard to his danger. I have a message for Elder Cottrell. My brother Cottrell, I have had your case presented to me, and I am now prepared to speak. Your idea of human infallibility is the most spurious and the most dangerous and inexplainable to yourself and to others. As a man thinketh, so is he. Proverbs 23, verse 7. If you have unerring judgment, you have not made it apparent, certainly not in the eyes of the Lord or of man. But the position you claim is a mistaken idea that will prove the loss of your soul unless you give it up. Your views of this matter are erroneous, and that one matter of the infallibility of your opinion will be sufficient cause not to elect you to special office. I am to tell you in the name of the Lord, unless you are reconverted upon this point, you should not be elected to any office, because your supposition of infallibility forbids that you should assume official service. You may reason from cause to effect. We are none yet infallible, and shall never become thus until this mortal puts on immortality. And you could not serve acceptably in any position where there are possibilities of having to change your opinion. But I am to tell you some sentiments that are not to be sustained by you or any mortal man or woman that lives. That you do not err is a fallacy, for it is a false theory that no human being should or can sustain. Mortal man is liable to err. There is no possibility of any man with such a defective mind as to entertain such a position being called to the presidency of any conference. You are to understand, they are not honestly living up to their profession. They are living a lie, and if they have sufficient reasoning capacity to understand from cause to effect, they have not sacred ingenuity to take the responsibilities of the cause of God in its varied features. The dangers we passed through in correcting the fanatical consequences of men that claimed infallibility years ago, since 1843, were the most that were spoken. That man's religion is vain who claims infallibility in judgment. All those who make such claims evidence before the people that their religion is vain, that they need to be taught of God. The Lord bids me to say that there will be a most decided work done by these fallible men who claim infallibility, which is a most seductive error. I am instructed to say to you, all this holding to sentiments of infallibility is a specious device of the angel that was so exalted in the heavenly court. His beauty was so highly exalted that he thought he should be as God, and Christ must be second to him. But the Lord informed Satan this could not be possible. Christ was his only begotten Son, remainder missing.